Los Angeles mayor shares message of unity ahead of mega sporting events. Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass on February 2 delivered a State of the City address focused on unifying residents and building excitement as the Los Angeles region prepares to welcome the world starting with the upcoming 2026 World Cup. In a nearly 50-minute speech at Exposition Park, Bass reiterated Los Angeles is entering what she described as the most extensive and exciting three-year period of major sporting events, referencing the 2026 World Cup, 2027 Super Bowl and 2028 Olympic Games. She also called on Angelenos to stand in solidarity with one another against individuals seeking to divide the city. "I have always believed that Los Angeles can move faster than bureaucracy, care deeper than politics, and think bigger than the limits we've been told to accept, and I believe that more fiercely now than ever," Bass said. "And, LA, I know we will be ready to welcome the world for the global sporting events, historic celebrations, and defining moments that will unfold on our streets, in our neighborhoods, and across the city. I also know that we will resist and confront whatever comes our way, whether it is a reckless federal government who tries to say that this city is falling apart and needs the help, and needs to be rescued, or those who that our values are negotiable, anyone who tries to disparage our city, or anyone who underestimates the strength, the unity, and the courage of this city, we're not going to stand for it," Bass continued. Bass highlighted the city's preparations as the LA area's big events draw nearer. Prior to the start of the World Cup, the Pacific Palisades Riviera Country Club will host the Women's U.S. Open in June. Angel City Football Club co-founder and CEO Julie Ehrman announced the organization will provide the city $3 million for a three-year initiative with the Department of Recreation and Parks to bolster sports for girls in Los Angeles. The funding is expected to help the department launch a so-called Golf for Girls clinic program at public golf courses during the Women's U.S. Open. Ehrman said the funding could benefit more than 45,000 LA youth. "We believe Los Angeles is the best sports city in the world, not just because of the championships we celebrate, but because of the communities we build, the kids we invest in, and the values we put on display when the world is watching," Ehrman said. Following the golf tournament, mega sporting events will begin, starting with 8 World Cup games set to be played at Inglewood SoFi Stadium in June and July. Ahead of the international soccer tournament, Bass announced the city will host free, accessible community celebrations in public parks across every council district for the duration of the World Cup. All 34 competition days will be broadcast on large, mobile LED trailers. Bass further announced the launch of a Clean Corridors initiative to boost beautification efforts along major city streets, in particular in areas near watch party and activation sites. Volunteers are encouraged to sign up and help with trash pickup, graffiti removal, and landscaping. The initiative is similar to Bass Shine LA program, which similarly coordinates volunteers to clean and beautify targeted locations set for the 2028 Olympic Games. A Shine LA event will be held on February 7, focusing on the Hanson Dam Recreation Center in the San Fernando Valley. The site will serve as an official Los Angeles World Cup 2026 fan zone. In her speech, Bass touted what she deemed to be her accomplishments in reducing unsheltered homelessness, enhancing public safety, and revitalizing downtown and rebuilding the fire-ravaged Pacific Palisades. "Unsheltered homelessness has reduced since 2023, according to data from the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority annual homeless count. Critics dispute the figures, calling them our rough estimates that don't completely capture the reality of homelessness on the streets." The mayor's $1 million Inside Safe program, an encampment resolution initiative, has also been criticized for its cost, as well as its ability to rapidly provide permanent housing. Los Angeles County health officials have reported a slight increase in homeless deaths for 2 consecutive years. The homeless mortality rate stood at an average of 7 deaths per day, according to an annual report on mortality rates among the unhoused community published in March 2025. The report covered mortality rates and causes of death for the homeless population between 2017 and 2023. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Police Department announced a 19% decline in homicides in 2025, touting that violent crimes have fallen to the lowest levels in about 60 years. Base and the City Council have approved projects such as the LA Convention Center expansion project, which they say will bring tourism and economic opportunity for the region. The mayor also said that the city has expedited the entire rebuilding process without compromising safety for Palisades residents seeking to rebuild from last year's wildfire, among other initiatives to support the community. Base faced criticism for her absence in the initial days of the fire emergency, as she had traveled to Ghana as part of a presidential contingency to celebrate the inauguration of Ghana President John Mahama. Fire survivors have also criticized Base and the Los Angeles Fire Department for their handling of the fire, citing issues with overall preparedness, as well as transparency of an altered fire after-action report, among other things. Base also used her speech to criticize the Trump administration's aggressive and widespread tactics in addressing illegal immigration. Base recalled when U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents began their operations in the city and later across Los Angeles County in June 2025. During those long summer days, neighbors looked out for neighbors. Communities formed rapid response networks. People stood together to protect human beings they had never met. I felt so proud to be an Angeleno, Base said. Base said that while the National Guard has left the city, immigration enforcement operations continue. She said ICE's presence in Los Angeles must end. Traditionally, the State of the City address comes in April, as the city's budget process begins. Base is also expected to give a second, more traditional State of the City address in mid-April. Los Angeles mayors typically use their address to detail their priorities, tout accomplishments, and discuss the release of the city's budget for the next fiscal year. By Jose Herrera.